This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Kelly Morlock can help you manage your wealth and retirement needs.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
We have with us in the studio today a gentleman who has dedicated much of his life to serving and protecting other human beings. And we're happy to welcome to this week's feature story of the week, the Coastside Patrol Bureau Captain, Richard Chekoff. Welcome, sir.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Okay, so you have been in law enforcement for 30 years, so I have to ask the question, what was it that got you into law enforcement?
Well, in full disclosure, it was actually, I'm just under 26 years, but I think at the time I just left the Marine Corps. So it was a transition that a lot of people make. They see the structure of the uniform. It's a pretty easy transition, and it's also along the same lines of being able to help others and hopefully make a positive contribution to the community.
What was your job in the Marines?
Let me think about that, because my first job was actually in fuels, doing basically refueling stations in the field. Then I got sent overseas, did a year in administration. Then I went to the embassies. And from there, spent, after I left the embassies, I ended up getting married, coming back to the U.S., and the rest is history.
That must have been an interesting job, working in the embassy field, actually being part of the security, right, for our embassies overseas?
Oh, it was fascinating. It was fascinating. And the funny thing is, not just because of the job itself, but also the people that I met, the people that I had an opportunity to really engage with. The strange story it was one of the consul generals that taught me how to tie a tie. He sat down with me one night, and he taught me like three or four different knots. He was a really impressive person. He was a lot of fun.
Now, so 26 years in law enforcement, and as you look back on your career, you must have had some memorable moments, okay? So what stands out in your mind as things good or bad that you remember in your years of service?
Well, interesting. This is, probably expectedly, a question that I've been kind of running through my head, because, you know, whenever you finish up anything, you reflect back and think about it, and the thing that kind of strikes me is noticing a few things. That one, when I was a young officer in Half Moon Bay, there were these very vivid events. An apartment fire over off of Pilarcitos and running in to try and see if there was anybody still in there. I remember helping to deliver a baby off of Grove. I remember sitting with far too many people after loved ones had passed. I remember actually feeling a heartbeat after performing CPR on somebody. But as time goes on, my job has changed. And now, as the captain here on the coast, I've had the great pleasure of seeing not only the coastside change, because like I said, I did my first 11 years here in Half Moon Bay, and some things have changed, some things haven't. The things that have changed, I think, are really good, is there's a lot more services for people, both for a wide variety, both people who are coping with mental illness, the aging community, the unhoused. When I first started here, I do not remember any services whatsoever, other than once I think we managed to get a hotel voucher from the Catholic Church. Now, there's groups that are actively seeking out to help people. Some things don't change, and some of the great things that have been here on the coast are just the way people are. And the people come together in a way that they just don't in other places. They're much more willing to jump in, much more willing to help. And it's that part is really kind of nice. And that's one of the things that I missed about the coast, and I was really glad to get back to. And I think I may have wandered off the question just a little bit.
No, not at all. I'm glad you did that. And one of the things I was thinking about when I read the announcement about you retiring, I almost got the feeling that came up rather suddenly. It wasn't something that you had on your calendar, let's say 2 years ago, on such and such a date, I'm going to say goodbye. Were you planning for this, or are there things you want to do that led to the decision to take a retirement?
A little bit of both, actually. I had originally wanted to retire about a year or two ago, but because of some of the things happening within the sheriff's office, I was asked by several people to stay to help provide some continuity and some support, which I am glad I did. We have a bunch of really amazing people, and I'm glad I was able to help them through that time, and they helped me through the same time. That sense, it was sort of planned because I'd wanted to do it previously, but there have been some family things that came up that kind of made now the best time to go ahead and retire.
So now, since you are going through that door of retirement, what lies ahead? Do you have plans to travel? Do you have things to do that maybe you never had an opportunity to do while you were working? What lies ahead?
Well, of course, there's always it sounds like a cliche, but it's true. Spend more time with my family. I do want to travel. I have a short list. But also, I would like to see about pursuing a postgraduate degree and moving into a next phase. My father-in-law was a professor, and we're just talking about this last night, which is why I know this number off the top of my head. He's 84, and he's still teaching. And we're talking about it saying, how amazing is that, that he can still have this interaction, he can still coach and mentor young people at 84. And I would love to move into something where I can, help coach, mentor people that isn't as physically demanding as law enforcement can be, something that I could do well into the later years of my life.
Would that be in the area of law enforcement when you say helping, mentoring, teaching?
Some, yes. I've actually already been talking to some people who have asked me to help out with that. But I'd also like to kind of broaden it, too, to the public at large, because one of the things I really want to do more of is volunteering and sort of community work. So this will give me the opportunity to do that.
How do you think the Sheriff's Department has done? It seems like they are taking over the law enforcement responsibilities for more and more cities. There are still cities like Redwood City, San Mateo, that have their own police forces, but in several of the cities, the Sheriff's Department now has taken over those services. So do you think that the department is stretched thin, or how are they performing? I know this is you're still on the payroll, so I don't want you to get in trouble with anything that you might want to say in determining how the department is performing, but you work with the guys every day. Is the morale good? Do you think that everything is proceeding well? Any obstacles that lie ahead for law enforcement in general? We live in turbulent times. Certainly, if you turn on the TV, law enforcement is getting beat up in a lot of places.
Well, I would say, so the first part of that, in terms of being stretched thin, I think we're doing pretty well because we do have, without getting into an overly technical description, our staffing is up. We're actually doing better than most agencies. And, that's because I'd like to think that we have new leadership, we have good leadership, we have opportunities. And I'm not saying anything bad about any other agency, but there is something to be said for a place where you can move around to different cities, different areas, even between corrections, civil, patrol, any number of specialties, while maintaining seniority and building, your network of friends. In terms of the future, I think that we're going to continue to improve. We're already seeing it. By contracting with the sheriff's office, you get the advantage of basically services on demand. Like, for example, during Pumpkin Fest, normally we'll have a set amount of people assigned to the city, but during Pumpkin Fest, obviously those needs increase hugely, and that's not a problem. We can call in people from throughout the organization to assist. And whether it's unfortunately, we like to have a tactical team on standby just in case, God forbid, something happens, but other sworn law enforcement deputies, motors, volunteers, and we can bring that all in for the day. Whereas if we were just a smaller police department, wouldn't be able to do that. At the same time, the trade-off being that having worked for a small PD, there is, for better or for worse, a certain sense of community and network. You get used to seeing the same faces every day. And even though some of your resources may be limited, there's something to be said for having that small, long-standing cadre.
Now, just let me jump in here a second.
Please.
We're running out of time, but I want to go back to some of those memorable moments that you discussed earlier when you were, and I think it's wonderful that basically you were able to kind of end your career with the sheriff's office on the coast that you had so many good memories of. And I'm thinking of you delivering a baby. I mean, that's remarkable. How did that occur? I mean, was it in a person's home? Was it in a squad car? How did that work out?
No, it's been quite a while, but I believe it was over on Grove, and she'd gone into labor, made it out to the car when they realized they weren't making it any further. For some reason, I was the first person on scene. So basically, I asked everybody to step back, clear the area. I didn't have anything clean to lay her down, so we kept her in the car at that point. I think when the baby was crowning, and it was just after that the fire department showed up. And believe me, I've never been more happy to see those lights and siren in my entire life than I was, because although we do get some training, yeah, dealing with a birth is not something you really prepare for.
No, not at all. And usually on women, and I've thought many times, I'm glad that I was a male that don't have to go through the process of delivery, because it's painful. And I can just imagine you having empathy and sympathy for this poor woman who's going through all this agony of childbirth.
Oh, yeah. I mean, number one, I agree. I couldn't even imagine what it must be like. But let alone to be in a car on the street with people standing around. Yeah, that is something I'm glad I will never have to experience.
Yes, yes.
But the baby was healthy and happy, and I followed up enough to know that the baby was okay, but I don't know what ever happened. I didn't follow up after that.
I wish we had more time to talk, because you've had a rich history and so many things that you could share with us. But on behalf of our listeners and the community, thank you for your service. Thank you for being here and taking care of things on the coast. And certainly I've had the pleasure of working with you during the time that you've been here. And I appreciate the fact that you always made yourself available to me, so that if I had questions or I needed information on what was going on, if there were accidents or emergencies, that you were there to help out. So thank you so much. And Godspeed to your retirement. And I hope that all the things that you just said that you want to do, I hope they all come true.
Well, thank you. And the feeling is mutual. I can't say how nice it's been having you there to help with. Again, this goes back to the Coastside being a community and people willing to help out. And I've really appreciated that from not just you, but everybody, but especially you.
Our best wishes to retiring Captain Richard Chekoff of the San Mateo County Sheriff's Coastside Patrol Bureau. For Radio Magazine, this is Jim Henderson. It's time to head for the KHMB Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer. Destination 2005. This is Community Radio for the San Mateo County Midcoast, 100.9. Coastside Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
2005, and the Time Machine is now in the month of January. These are the stories making the news. Check in the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review. Speed bumps get test run in Frenchman's Creek. Neighborhood has 30 days to voice opinions on speed bumps, which will be tested in Frenchman's Creek, in hopes of slowing down speeding cars. Man wanted for local burglaries evades the law again. Wanted on a $100,000 arrest warrant and spotted driving on the coastside, police set up a DUI inspections hoping to nab him, but to no avail. So far, Jose Jimenez has been spotted three times, but police just can't catch him. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. A dear friend of ours recently suffered a stroke over the holidays. He is now working hours a day with great determination to get back his mobility and speech. This brought back teenage memories of when our gran, my dad's mom, had a stroke and moved in with us for recovery time. She could barely use her hands, and her normal fast-moving English speech was gone. We set up a card table with big coloring posters and colored pencils, and we would join her each day after school at her table as she struggled to stay within the lines. She, like our friend, fought hard and one day managed to convey that she liked her acrylic paints and canvases. She had taken up painting in her 60s and apparently was missing it. We had no idea what her painting would look like. Much to our surprise and delight, it was a beautiful seascape and sky in pastel blues. We all decided it was the best yet. It now hangs over the desk in the Floors to Go showroom behind Granola's coffee shop at my brother's business. Maybe it's time to honor this comeback from a stroke with a name for her painting. You are welcome to drop by and see this good painting at my brother's business. We'll have a box on the desk. Your entry will be submitted in the box. Just put your phone and contact information. We'll make a decision as to the winner who names the painting the best name. We'll make a decision of the winner by March 1st to give you time to recover from your holidays and get inspired. If you have a story of a stroke recovery, please share on your entry slips. You'll be contacted and the prize is either breakfast at Granola's or lunch at my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. We love you, Don, and we know you're going to make a great recuperation. We can't wait to see you soon, buddy. Keep calm and rehab on. What was the cost of living in 2005? Here's a snapshot of three areas. Average cost of a new home is $297,000. Average medium income is $46,500. And a gallon of gasoline a tad less than today at $3.18 a gallon. Oil prices rise sharply, caused by trouble in the Middle East and Hurricane Katrina. Katrina strikes the Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama coastal areas, flooding 80% of the city of New Orleans and taking the lives of 1,600 people. George W. Bush starts his second term as the 43rd President of the United States. Pope John Paul II dies, and over 4 million people travel to the Vatican to mourn him. Here at home, popular films are Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, Star Wars Episode III, Revenge of the Sith and the Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, The Witch, and The Wardrobe. In popular music, this performer achieved fame in the late 1990s on the daytime drama All My Children, but branched out onto a solo musical career, and by 2005 is finding success on the AC charts. Here's Jesse McCartney with Beautiful Soul.
I don't want just anyone to hold. I don't want my love to go to waste. I want you and your beautiful soul. I know that you are something special. To you I'd be always faithful. Yeah.
doing well in 2005 with a country music duo, both natives of Kentucky. Their names are Eddie Montgomery and Troy Gentry. They are topping the charts with Something to Be Proud Of.
There's a story that my daddy tells religiously, like clockwork every time he sees an opening in a conversation about the way things used to be. Well, I just roll my eyes and make a beeline for the door, but I'd always end up starry-eyed, cross-legged on the floor, hanging on to every word. Man, the things I heard. It was harder times and longer days, 5 miles of school uphill both ways. We were canes which raised a dirt floor poor. Of course, that was back before the war. Yeah, your uncle and I made quite a pair, flying F-15s through hostile air. He went down, but they missed me by hair. He'd always stop right there and say,
that's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. That's a chin held high, the tear fall down. A gut sucked in, just stuck out like a small town flag a flying. Or a newborn baby crying. In the arms of the woman that you love. That's something to be proud of.
Son, graduating college, that was mama's dream. But I was on my way to anywhere else when I turned 18. It's when you got a fast car, you think you got everything. But I learned quick those GTOs don't run on faith. I ended up broken down in some town north of L.A. Full minimum wage. Well, I fell in love, next thing I know, babies came, the car got stuck. Sure do miss that old hot rod. Sure save gas and them foreign jobs. Dad, I wonder if I ever let you down, if you're ashamed how I turned out. Well, he lowered his voice, then he raised his brow. Said, let me tell you right now,
that's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. You don't need to make a million, just be thankful to be working. If you're doing what you're able, and putting food there on the table, and providing for the family that you love, that's something to be proud of.
What year will the time machine stop at next week? I'm ready for the ride if you are. This is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
Welcome to Financial Focus on KHMB, community radio for the Coastside. Join us as we explore what you need to know about securing your financial future. We'll cover topics like managing your 401k and IRA, understanding your Social Security benefits, and navigating pension plans. It's time to help you enjoy the retirement you've worked so hard for. And now, here's your host, K. Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones in Half Moon Bay.
Hi, everybody. This is Kelly Morlock, financial advisor with Edward Jones, and this week's financial focus, new tax laws for 2026 that you should know. The new year brings more than resolutions and fresh starts. It also ushers in several tax changes that could affect your wallet. While you're saving for retirement, funding your child's education, or supporting your favorite charity, here's a few things you need to know about the tax landscape in 2026. There's more room to save for retirement and health care. There's good news for savers. Contribution limits for retirement accounts are going up. If you're under 50, you can now contribute up to $7,500 to an IRA, which is up from $7,000 in 2025. Those 50 and older can contribute an additional $1,100 for a total of $8,600. The limits for 401k, 403b, and governmental 457b plans are also increasing, with workers younger than 50 able to defer up to $24,500. Visit irs.gov and search 401k limit increases for an article outlining the details. Health savings account limits are rising too. In 2026, individual coverage increased to $4,400 and family coverage to $8,750. If you are age 55 or older and are not enrolled in Medicare, you can contribute an additional $1,000 as a catch-up contribution. The start of the year is an ideal time to review your contributions and consider increasing them, even by small amounts, which can add up over time. A catch-up rule for high earners. If you're 50 or older and earned more than $150,000 last year, there's a new wrinkle in your retirement planning. You can still make catch-up contributions to your workplace retirement plan, but they must now be Roth contributions rather than traditional pre-tax contributions. This includes 401k, 403b, and 457b plans. While you won't get an immediate tax break, Roth contributions offer tax-free income retirement and can provide a tax-free legacy for your heirs. Expanded benefits for 529 education plans. Families using 529 plans to cover K through 12 expenses will see the annual federal distribution limit double from $10,000 to $20,000 per student. That definition of qualifying expenses has also expanded to include curriculum, books, certain tutoring expenses, and testing fees. This change provides more flexibility for families with overfunded plans and increases options for managing education costs across multiple children or beneficiaries. New charitable giving provisions. The rules around charitable deductions are shifting in two directions. Taxpayers who take the standard deduction can now deduct up to $1,000 in cash donations, which is $2,000 for joint filers, to qualified organizations. However, those who itemize deductions face a new threshold. Only charitable contributions exceeding 0.5% of adjusted gross income are now deductible. Donors may want to consider bunching strategies or using donor-advised funds to maximize their benefits. Getting help. Navigating these tax changes can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. A qualified financial advisor and tax professional can help you understand how these changes and others affect your specific situation. Together, you can develop strategies to make the most of new opportunities while minimizing your tax burden. This is Kelly Morlock, financial advisor with Edward Jones here in Half Moon Bay, and this week's financial focus.
This content was provided by Edward Jones. For use by Kelly Morlock, your Edward Jones financial advisor, at 650-726-9133.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Fear and stress are part of life. But what if I told you they don't have to be roadblocks? What if fear isn't something to overcome, but something to work with? Many of us may be carrying stress from the holidays, work life, or just life in general. Maybe it's fear of change, uncertainty, or stepping into something new. I'm Dennis Kearney from Deep Wisdom Life Coaching, and today on Keeping Pace with Your Health, I would love to share 5 dream building tips to help you befriend your fear and use it as fuel for growth and resilience. The Dream Builder Program is a proven step-by-step system for turning your dreams into reality, whether that's improving your health, relationships, or career. As a certified Dream Builder coach, I've seen firsthand how these principles can transform lives. Stay tuned. I'll give you my 5 Dream Builder tips to help you make friends with your fear after this word from Shepherd Family Dentistry.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discrete appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Hi, this is Dennis Kearney from Deep Wisdom Life Coaching. And today on Keeping Pace with Your Health, here are 5 Dream Builder tips to help you befriend your fear and use it as fuel for growth and resilience. Tip number 1, don't let fear have you, befriend it. Fear isn't the enemy. It's a sign that you're on your growing edge. In Dream Builder, we talk about how fear only shows up when you're stepping towards something bigger. It's proof that you're expanding beyond what's familiar. The key isn't to eliminate fear. It's to befriend it. When fear arises, instead of saying, this means I shouldn't move forward, say, this means I'm growing. Tip number 2, reframe fear as energy. Fear and excitement feel the same in the body. Heart racing, butterflies in your stomach, tension in your chest. In Dream Builder, we learn to shift how we interpret this energy. Instead of saying, I'm so afraid, try saying, I'm feeling energy. I'm ready for this. That simple reframe can shift your experience from anxiety to empowerment. Fear loses its grip when we stop labeling it as something negative. What if fear isn't holding you back? What if it's pushing you forward? Tip number 3, fear dissipates when you take action. Here's the truth. You don't have to wait till you're not afraid to take the next step. If you do, you might wait forever. In Dream Builder, we teach that action is the antidote to fear. The moment you move forward toward what you want, no matter how small the step, fear starts to fade. Make the call. Sign up for the class. Start that workout. Prove to yourself that you can do hard things. Each step builds momentum. Tip number 4, breathe and ground yourself in the present. Fear thrives in the unknown. It lives in the what ifs and the worst case scenarios. But here's the thing. Right now, in this moment, you are safe. Here's a simple Dream Builder practice. Take a deep breath in for 4 counts. Hold that breath for 4 counts. Exhale for 4 counts. Repeat. This exercise grounds you in the present, where your power lies. When you're present, you're no longer reacting to fear. You're consciously choosing your response. And tip 5, fear and faith are the same energy. Choose faith in yourself. One of the core teachings of Dream Builder is this: fear and faith both ask you to believe in something you can't see yet. Fear believes in failure, in obstacles, in what could go wrong. Faith believes in possibility, growth, and your own strength. So ask yourself, which one do you want to believe in? Fear isn't something to run from. It's something to move through. When you recognize fear as a signal for growth, reframe it as energy. Take action. Stay present. And choose faith. You start to build resilience, confidence, and real momentum. If you're ready to stop letting fear hold you back, I'd love to talk with you. You can find me at deepwisdomlifecoaching.com. Let's turn fear into fuel and make 2025 a year of unstoppable growth. I'm Dennis Kearney, and this has been Keeping Pace with Your Health. Until next time, remember, befriend your fear and turn it into a stepping stone.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
On the Carousel. On the Carousel.
Coastside Carousel. The show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB. And welcome to Coastside Carousel, the show that's by and for local artists along the Coastside and the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live. I'm Mike Dale. Support for Coastside Carousel comes from Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast and voted one of the top 8 pubs in all of California.
This week on Coastside Carousel, words and music with singer-songwriter Rick Mixter, celebrating his new album Storyteller Volume 2, now on all streaming platforms, and you're invited to Rick's CD release party on Saturday, February 7th at Coastal Vine in Moss Beach, 7 to 9 p.m.
Rick, welcome back to Coastside Carousel. You must be excited about your CD release party.
I'm very excited about it and about my new CD, Storyteller Volume 2. I'll be there with some special guests playing songs from Storyteller Volume 2 and some other songs. KHMB listeners are invited.
We're going to hear 3 songs today from that album, Rick. Gravity, which has a beautiful harmony with your wife, Lainey. Happy Gardener, an instrumental. And then Nothing is Nothing from the Trey Fabs days. And I can't wait to hear more about that. Let's jump into a song right now. And I told you before we started our show today that I just really love Gravity. Lainey is on harmonies here, and she's on harmonies on about, I think you said, 5 to 6 of these songs. It must be so fun working with your wife. Tell us more about that.
Well, yeah, it is. She's a painter and an artistic personality generally. And although I often have ideas for how I think a harmony should sound, she finds her own harmonies, and they're usually wonderful. I particularly like her harmonies on Gravity because it really helps deepen the song. It's a little bit unusual song on the album. Much of my study of literature in college was centered on poetry, and in my 20s I began to write songs, but my main focus was on poetry. After about 15 years, I stopped writing poems and focused exclusively on songwriting because, frankly, songs were more fun to write, and I seemed to be better at them. Nonetheless, my songs have been described as poetic, and I'm sure the influence of my study and practice of poetry is still evident in many of them, but very much so in this song, Gravity, which is a meditation on mortality, which, as you'll hear, is very rich in imagery. Musically, it strives for a hypnotic quality, which is really well supported by the subtle use of pedal steel guitar by a great Coastside player, Rich Koenig. And I especially like the harmonies sung by Lainey St. Marie.
Thank you for explaining that, Rick, because when I listen to it, it does have a hypnotic quality to it. And I was going to ask you about chords and chord progression, but we don't need to get geeky. It's about the feeling of the song. And let's hear it now on Coastside Carousel. This is Gravity, Rick Mixter from Storyteller Volume 2. And you can hear this song on Saturday, February 7th at Coastal Vine in Moss Beach. Got it for you right now on KHMB.
That everything is fine.
falling now. Stand alone upon this spinning globe. Turn your face up to the sky. Tethered spirit full of burning hope. Tears and ashes in your making sense. We memorize the words but miss the truer song. The dancer leaps and holds a moment in the air. Our lifted spirits make us one. The bullet darts to earth and kills without a care. The planet falls around the sun. Captive here upon this star. In doubt compressed, we come to dust, which time will sift away to show us who we are. So the wind will blow and the rivers roll to sea. They carve their patterns in the stone. Fade away like light behind the leaves, and leave to earth our shape in
for the Coastside is KHMB at 100.9 FM and AM 1710. The hypnotic song Gravity with Lainey on background vocals and harmonizing well with Rick Mixter there. And this is Coastside Carousel, the show by and for local artists on the Coastside. Rick is here today with me celebrating his album Storyteller Volume 2, produced by Rich Pearsall at Studio E in Monterra. And you are invited, Coastside Carousellers, to Rick's CD release party Saturday, February 7th at the Coastal Vine in Moss Beach. 7 o'clock showtime. Special guests will be showing up, including our friend Steve Gallup and Jimmy Rogers. It's going to be a great show. Rick, let's talk about the song Happy Gardener. How do you delineate between a song that begets lyrics or that is an instrumental like this Happy Gardener song? And I must tell you, I don't know what you're doing musically, but it makes me feel happy when I hear it. What is going on in that song?
Good. I'm happy to hear that. Well, I refer to my instrumentals as tunes to distinguish them from songs. That's just my own distinction. I have to make these distinctions because one of my challenges as a performing musician is that I write and play in really three different styles. Rock and roll, with my band, the Trey Fabs, what I think of as contemporary folk, or most people call singer-songwriter, the style in which most of the songs on Storyteller Volume 2 are presented. The third is my fingerstyle guitar instrumentals, which I've been doing for a long time. And sometimes,
an instrumental idea will generate a lyric, and I'll realize, well, it's a song, but I really like fingerstyle guitar, and a lot of my musical impulse is expressed simply as a tune on an acoustic guitar. This is a good example of that. And I included it on this and another instrumental on Storytell Volume 2, frankly, for a little relief from my kind of lyrically rich songs. The other instrumental is a fingerstyle guitar piece that's a lullaby. But my favorite really is this one we were about to play. It's a sprightly tune called The Happy Gardener. And it's called that because I wrote this tune for my mother, Nancy Mixter, who was always happiest in her garden. And she often asked me to play it for her when I would visit. And indeed, the last time I saw her, the last thing I did was play this tune for her and then say goodbye. I didn't know at the time it was my last goodbye, but she was smiling as I left because she had just heard The Happy Gardener. I hope it makes you all smile.
Wow, Rick, that is powerful. You're going to get me all verklempt here, man. That was great. Let's listen to it now, carousellers. Happy Gardener with Rick Mixter on KHMB's Coastside Carousel. This is Coastside Carousel, giving local artists a sanctuary to talk about their lives and music and their lives in music. I'm Mike Dale, and there was Happy Gardener with Rick Mixter from his album Storyteller Volume 2. You can see him Saturday, February 7th at the Coastal Vine in Moss Beach. Tell me how the sausage is made for you. Do you start with melody? Do you start with chords? Do you start with the poetry of your lyrics?
Well, all of the above. Really, Mike, the key is just to pay attention to what musically is floating past my mind. The process really starts with just paying attention. One of the things that I and I think other songwriters do is when we have ideas, couplets, chorus and a half a verse, just something to start with, we write it down and maybe something comes of it and maybe nothing does. For Nothing Is Nothing, I had a whole lot of just lines that amuse me, and I gathered them all together and was looking at them and thought, well, this sort of implies a character who's maybe complaining about things. And I just started to write. I honestly didn't know where I was going. Later, I got this idea for a chorus. Me, myself, and I took a walk across the sky. Each one wondering why. Why me? Not that other guy. And stumbling down this road and home to heaven. Well, that seemed to work with what else I had. And so the first part of songwriting, I think, really is inspiration and a certain amount of perspiration that follows, where you just try to make things balance and make sense. And this song came out of that process in a really classic way. I think I also wanted to appeal to a universal experience. I think almost everyone has sometimes had that complaining feeling, why is this happening to me? As the narrator in the song says in the chorus, why me, not some other guy? So Nothing Is Nothing is a narration by a guy who feels that the world is not treating him fairly, and he makes a series of mildly ironic and somewhat amusing complaints to try to prove his point. But in the end, he realizes, as we all should, that most of what happens to us is not personal. It's just stuff happening and that affects us. So in the final chorus, this narrator says, me, myself, and I took a walk across the sky, but now nobody wonders why, because we know I'm the other guy, and we're all stumbling down this road and home to heaven.
That's great. That is so awesome.
Nothing Is Nothing also stands out on the album from the other songs, because it's the only song presented with a full band.
And as you know, we've had the Trey Fabs on Coastside Carousel in the past, right? Let's hear it now. This is Nothing Is Nothing with the Trey Fabs, celebrating Rick Mixter's Storyteller Volume 2 on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
Got my can of beer, I don't care. hands up there, feeling like a $100 millionaire, standing here in my underwear. I meet myself and I took a walk across the sky, but now nobody wonders why, 'cause we all know I'm the other guy, and we're all stumbling down this road.
Community radio for the Coastside is KHMB at 100.9 FM and AM 1710, and this is Coastside Carousel, the show by and for local artists on the Coastside. Rick is here today with me, celebrating his album Storyteller Volume 2, produced by Rich Pearsall at Studio E in Montera. And you are invited, Coastside Carousellers, to Rick's CD release party Saturday, February 7th at the Coastal Vine in Moss Beach. 7 o'clock showtime. Special guests will be showing up, including our friend Steve Gallup and Jimmy Rogers. It's going to be a great show. Rick, this 20 minutes goes by super fast. What is going on for you in 26?
Well, I'm hoping to do some more solo acoustic performances, though more and more often they're fortunately not solo. They include Lainey St. Marie on singing harmonies and some guest artists. I'll be, you know, performing around various Coastside venues as I have done. The Trey Fabs will have some gigs later in the year. Finally, my plan for 26 is to keep paying attention and keep finding more songs.
The great Rick Mixter on Coastside Carousel. Rick, thank you so much. We'll see you on Saturday the 7th at the Coastal Vine in Moss Beach. Can't wait.
On the carousel. On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artist of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. Around 1790, the infamous Thomas Paine wrote his Age of Reason, attacking religion and Christianity. Interestingly, one of the strongest defenders against Paine's attack was Benjamin Franklin. In fact, he stiffly rebuked Paine and told him, "He that spits in the wind spits in his own face." Do you imagine any good would be done by this attack against religion? Think how great a portion of mankind consists of youth who have need of the motives of religion to restrain them from vice, to support their virtue. I would advise you not to attempt unchaining the tiger, but to burn this piece before it is seen by any other person. If men are so wicked with religion, what would they be if without it? Benjamin Franklin believed that the practice of religion was one of the greatest assets of American society.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.